Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. When I joined the National Weather Service here in Eureka back in 1998, the first thing I had to do was go through 6 weeks of intensive radar training so that I could detect an incoming tornado. That training was super interesting, but also challenging, as you can imagine, especially since I was a civil engineer, not a meteorologist. At some point during the training, I asked one of our seasoned meteorologists how often we get tornadoes in Eureka, and he said, never. Somewhat surprised, I asked him, well, why do we train for tornadoes? And he said that most of the nation gets tornadoes, so we have to all train for them. And for many of our staff, that actually makes sense, since they tend to move around a lot and go to different offices. I'm one of the few who have only worked in one office. But just the same, that was my first introduction to just how different this area is from a weather hazard standpoint. And I have since spent my entire career making sure that we put our effort into the hazards that actually impact our area. I recently learned that the uniqueness of our climate is a struggle in other aspects of life as well. Turns out I'm doing a major renovation on a 120-year-old farmhouse, and this includes replacing all the windows with modern dual-pane windows. And in general, the building code specifies that replacement windows should be good at not letting heat radiate out, and this is to reduce the need to heat your home as much in the winter, and they should also be good at reducing how much the incoming sunlight heats up your house to reduce the need to air condition your house in the summer. But, you say, we don't air condition here on the coast of Humboldt. And you're right. In fact, the building code specifies that for our climate zone, that second requirement, the one that limits how much the incoming sunlight can warm your home, does not apply. But just like my office trains for tornadoes, even though we don't get them, many folks in this area who sell and install windows follow the statewide guidelines, and therefore, you might get windows that limit how much the sun can warm your house. Now, if you want the sun to warm your house as much as possible, then ask for the solar heat gain coefficient to be as high as possible for a given window. I was able to get some with this coefficient as high as 0.46, while the limit for the rest of the state is 0.25. And if the person selling you the window says that a high heat gain coefficient is prohibited by the building code, then send them a link to this community comment or refer them to the California Energy Code Table 150.1-A for Climate Zone 1. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.